Hey guys, this is Emeka. I'm so sorry I did not upload anything as of last week. A lot happened and this is me uploading this week. And if you have been listening, if you have been consistent listening to this podcast, you are the real MVP, and I don't know how to even show my appreciation, but thank you. We have started receiving people that need help with their addiction, and we've started a Bible study on Telegram. It's already up and operational. I've been getting calls, I've been giving calls, we have been talking, we have been studying the Bible together, and we have been praying. And I want to thank you for letting God direct you, actually. So let us start our discussion for today. So the question for today, we actually don't have a topic, but we actually have a question for today. So the question is, when did you become conscious of what you have? When did you become conscious of the power you have inside? So this is what happened. I met somebody some days ago, or probably on some hours actually. Let me not say some days ago, some hours ago. And I asked him, "Who are you?" And he couldn't answer. And the truth, I lie you not, I was so sure of who I was. I told him, "I'm the son of God." I told him, "This is who I am and this is what I can do." Like, I so believe this truth that I function in them. I so believe that I function in them. I function in healing. I function in word of knowledge. I know I'm the son of God. I know that God knows my name. I know that he thinks about me every day. Do you get? I know these things. But the question is, do you know who you are? If I'm to ask you now, who do you think you are? Are you sure? Are you sure that you are sure that you are the son of God? Or you are a daughter of God? See, I believe that when you know who you are, when you just have a revelation of who you are, like, you will not do anything. Like, you will not just indulge in anything. I believe that is where you meet restoration, when you understand who you are. But the thing is, how do you know who you are when you don't know who created you? I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. So in 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, 1 John 4:17, he says that as he is, so are we. Talking about Jesus, he says, as he is, so are we. Oh, that gives you assurance. Like, if you meditate on that a little, just as he is, so are we. So whatever I see in Christ, not as he was on earth, as he is right now, resurrected and ascended to heaven, as he is, so are we. Oh my God. Oh, he's seated in heavenly places. I'm seated in heavenly places. Oh, he's king and he's lord over principalities and powers. I am king and lord over principalities and powers. Oh, there are no impossibilities in him. There are no impossibilities in him. He moves mountains, I move mountains. This is the revelation from that scripture. So the question is, do you know your maker? Do you know the person that you are living his life? That is the question. That is the question I want you to answer. If you have not, or if you cannot say who you are convincingly to yourself, not to another person, to yourself, with signs and wonders to follow. When I mean signs, I mean your faith, their actions that are meant to follow. Reach out to me, bro. Let's talk. Reach out to me, sister. Let's talk. Women are reaching out to me. Please do not feel anyhow. Reach out to me. Let us have a conversation. Let us have this conversation. And let us move forward. Let us grow. Let us grow. Growth will not fall on your lap. If you seek spiritual growth, it won't fall on your lap. The Holy Spirit has designed people to see and to see, and they replicate. So you need someone to help you. I am here by the leading of the Holy Ghost, putting out a call of maturity. If you want to become mature in the Lord, just that link below, tap it and register, and I will give you a call. Honestly, I will. And I will add you to the Telegram group and I will start right up. So have a nice day. Have a nice week. And just who are you? Just keep thinking about that. Have a nice day. You're the real living peace. If you're listening to this point, thank you, thank you, thank you so much.